Yeah, so if we consider, yeah, if we consider the question whether women were working in modern Western culture, it is true they were working, and the one of the most common words in the in a non-spiritual worldview is or, whereas in the bhakti worldview it is and. You know, if you see even in the impersonalist worldview, it is matter or spirit. You have to give up matter and take up spirit. But the bhakti worldview is matter and spirit. Use matter in the service of spirit. So similarly, when we try to understand traditional culture, we sometimes have this or worldview that a woman can be either homemakers or they can be professionals. And yes, there are many women who try to do both, but it is quite difficult. It is very demanding, and often it ends up that to be successful professionally, the home gets neglected, and because of that, many traditionalists feel that women should just focus on the home, and woman working is not traditional. But the fact is that the point is that three things happened socio-historically, if we see, which change situations a lot. In the past, whether it is men or women, they used to work close to their place of residences. Even if they were farmers or they were businessmen or whatever they were, even the Kshatriyas, they would, if we consider Kshatriyas not just as kings, but if you also come consider them as say the in West you may have had dukes and lords, in India we may have had landlords. They are not exactly businessmen, they don't do any business. But they would also have a geographical locale and they would travel within that locale. So in any when the profession itself was close to one's own staying place, at that time both the husband and the wife would have a kind of profession. Of course, the maybe the husband was the main breadwinner usually, but the wife also would have constructive engagement. And quite often, if we see in many traditional scriptures, even if it depictions, if we see that it is not just the king alone who is involved in the state administration, the king is there, but in many narratives we see the queen, the king takes advice from the queen, the queen is also involved in to some extent in looking after some aspects of the king's responsibilities. So the point is that the kind of separation between home and work, which happened after industrialization, which meant that a man, when he had to work, he himself had to go far away from the home. And most of the work which women would do in the past would be something like cottage industries, whether they would make some handloom items or they would take care of cows or whatever they would do. So that sort of profession became unsustainable when there was mass production and the whole economic model shifted from localization to globalization. So then, just as the men themselves had to often go far away from their native places, far away from their families to work, the predominant form of work became like that. And if women had to work, then they also had to choose some work which was similar. And that's how the rupture between home and work came up for everyone. And this acutely affected women much more than men. So, because men did not have so much responsibility at home, women had responsibility at home and they would also do some work along with it. But now, when the workplace and the home got separated geographically, then managing both became very difficult. And as once, so this was the first fragmentation of work and home that happened because of the change of the economy. The second is that as mechanization came up in terms of using machines and gadgets for doing most of the work, so women who had women even in the home, the amount of work that was there was no longer that much. So that this especially happened after the Second World War, when the mechanization of home appliances took off in a big way. Prior to that, it was there, but it was not that much. So the second thing that happens is that basically women, it was difficult for them to work because it would cause them to neglect their homes. But then in the home itself, there was not much satisfying or challenging things to do enough. And as education also became more and more centralized, where the mothers did not have to play all that much role in the education as they may have had to play earlier. Now, of course, here there are different things. The Gurukul was a system, but it was not that everybody, all the children went away from their homes to a Gurukul. Many times the Pandavas, you know, they didn't go to a Gurukul to stay there. Even Ram did not stay for many years in the Gurukul. So Gurukul was one model of education. But the point is that overall, the professional work became difficult for women, and the home work also became relatively lesser. And this led to feeling of tremendous underengagement and underachievement among women. Along with, there was also a parallel third thing was, there was an increasing glamorization of career women in the media and in the overall culture. So because of which, and others, because of which women felt that if they have to have a sense of self-worth and self-identity, this is what they need to do. And that's how the whole conflict between, now this is of course an elaborate subject, but the point is that the conflict between home versus profession, this is not an inherent conflict within Varnashram. Within the, not just Varnashram in India, but traditionally also wherever people were working, it is the family, it is quite often the husband would be doing something for earning a livelihood. The woman would also be doing something. But she usually would not have to compromise too much on her home responsibilities to do that. So with respect to the bhakti culture, now what is relevant? Our broad understanding is Yukta Vairagya. That whatever is favorable, that is what we accept for the practice of bhakti. So if now for many devotee families, where it is practical for them, the wife may choose to not work and be a homemaker and do some active services in the temple and serve in other ways. But whether that is necessary, it's not directly, this is a social and the spiritual are related. But it is not that the spiritual is wedded inseparably to any particular social model. So, although Varanashram, there is an increasing attempt within our movement to try to establish Varanashram. And that is good, but Prabhupada never said Varanashram is the only way to practice bhakti. When Prabhupada said that, even if we take the statement that Prabhupada said 50% of my mission is still remaining, that means, usually we say, you take that statement to mean, half of the mission is remaining. But we could take the statement the other way and say that even without Varanashram, half of the mission is complete. So it is not that, and in philosophically speaking, when we say bhakti is ahaituki or pratihata, bhakti is unmotivated and uninterrupted. That means that bhakti doesn't depend on anything material. It doesn't depend on Varanashram also. So whether a particular socio-cultural model needs to be absolutely replicated for the practice of bhakti, even from the philosophical point of view, it is no. There's no doubt here that certain socio-cultural models may be more favorable for the practice of bhakti and some may be less. But whether that will be applicable in each and every case, that will vary from person to person. So there's no need for any absolute insistence, in my understanding. You know, if we are to replicate Varanashram, then, you know, if we are to set an example about what how Varanashram is, I would say that the first example should start with sannyasis and brahmacharis. Sannyasis are the leaders of the community. Can sannyasis today live like traditional sannyasis? You know, nobody can do that. You know, they use all the sannyasis, they have computers, they use cell phones, they travel by flights. How is that according to traditional Varanashram model? So So in that sense, I would say rigid insistence on any particular social model is unsustainable. And I would say it is not even philosophically sound. But whatever is favorable for devotees, that should be done. And as far as engaging in bhakti is concerned, now everybody, there we talk about women being protected, women should be protected. But protection is not just physical or financial. Now, protection is also involving, protection broadly involves providing a conducive environment for growth. So if women have certain talents and certain abilities, then those abilities need to be channeled, and they need to be, and facilities, forums need to be provided where those talents can be used properly. And so I don't see any shastric basis for the idea that any clear shastric basis for, firstly, for the idea that women in the past were never employed, that is difficult to sustain shastrically. Second, that in bhakti requires a particular kind of social model, that is also philosophically not very sustainable. And thirdly, even if something like that would be there, we have the principle of yukta vairagya. So anukulyasya sankalpa and pratikulyasya varjanam. So whatever it is that every individual devotee finds easiest, favorable for the practice of one's bhakti. So there may be some women who prefer to be homemakers. Other women may want to pursue their careers. Now, we all have to, every devotee will have to choose what is the way one feels most inspired to do something. If we do something because of social pressure, whether it is because in the devotee community there is social pressure to not work, or whether there is a secular outside community there is a pressure to work. If we do something because of social pressure, we will ourselves be unfulfilled. So the idea that women have to be only homemakers. Now, there's one important factor to be considered, is that the current way the socio-economics model is there, that if women have to be career women, often it's difficult for them to give due attention to their children. And that is a major concern. So how everything will be balanced? Every devotee will have to decide based on one's own situation and considering the guidance of one's local guides. But broadly, I don't think any particular model is mandatory for any devotee to practice bhakti. And I give the example that in Afghanistan, they had the Taliban, which said that women should not work. And they imposed that. Now, what happened because of the Afghan war is the insurrection and war that was there. Many of the places, men had been killed. And the women were the primary breadwinners. And when the women, they were told that women cannot work, then the families were starving. And the Taliban was asked about this. The Taliban said that, you know, Allah will protect. Well, you can't blame Allah. God makes arrangements through particular, through his representatives. The government cannot push off, no government or no authority can push the blame on God. So I would say that certainly that kind of extremism is not at all compatible with bhakti. And that is just an extreme example of what happens when particular social models are applied without any sensitivity to time, place, circumstance. And in bhakti we have, at least twice in this Bhagavatam itself, we have Desha Kala Vibhagavit. We have in the Bhishma's pastime as well as in the Dhruva Maharaj pastime, Narad Muni instructing. So broadly, what I have seen in Prabhupada's quotes, that Prabhupada, if the woman had been brought up in a traditional upbringing where a woman's primary role was homemakers, like as it was for most Indian women that Prabhupada came in contact with, then he encouraged them to continue that role. But for the women who had been brought up in the West, who had their own career, their own lives, and their own way of living. Prabhupada did not mandate that they have to be homemakers. There was conversation, Prabhupada says, these Western women are different. Now, I would say, rather than saying, make it a general statement as Western women are different and Indian women are different, my understanding of that is that we don't have to do something that is alien to our upbringing and our nature to practice bhakti. So, if some devotee matajis have that nature where they would like to, they would prefer to be homemakers, that is fine. But if someone wants to have some other activity which involves some career, that is also fine. Just like we have this whole varnashram where there is the encouragement that devotees can live simply and have farm communities and have cows and demonstrate a traditional way of economy. Now, that is fine. Those who devotees are inspired to do that, they can do that. But if somebody has lifelong lived in the city and that person is habituated completely to urban facilities, to force such a person to live in a rural environment for practicing bhakti, and the struggle, because of struggle of living in a rural environment, will itself drain oneself so physically and emotionally that one will have no energy left to practice bhakti. So, we don't have to increase the difficulty in the practice of bhakti. Similarly, if somebody has been in a rural setting, it's not that they have to come to a city and learn the ways of a city to practice bhakti. So, sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvan manobhir, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells the Kurma Brahmana, quoting Brahma, that wherever you are situated, you practice bhakti. So, although this is used generally to say that if somebody is a grahastha, the person can be a grahastha, the person doesn't have to become a sannyasi. I would say that sthane sthita can apply also in terms of cultural compatibility. So, if someone has been, if some women have been brought up or they find comfortable, the idea of primarily focusing on the home, that is fine. But if someone would like to have some other channelization of their energies and they have some talents and some aspirations, then they can also be accommodated in bhakti. And how that can be accommodated in a way that the other responsibilities can be taken care of, that will have to be adjusted. But philosophically as well as historically, there is no need for women to be restricted only to the role of homemakers for the practice of bhakti. Does that address the question?